Blog Talk Radio.
When they took us from Africa, they stripped us of our diamonds and our gold and our silver, our material resource, our spiritual resource, and our youth resource. And when we came here, most of the time we didn't have shoes, we went barefoot. Huh? Stripped the black woman of whatever little cat of rag she had. 9 months pregnant.
And welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced this evening. The air date of this episode is December 28th, 2021. This will be our last podcast for this year. We will be starting off a fresh year with a fresh format beginning in 2022 as we're evolving. We want to thank all of our members at Frontline Black News. We definitely thank all our members with frontlinecampaign.org. We definitely want to give a shout-out there to Outlaw Radio. We definitely want to give a shout-out there to Professor Black Truth and Jason Black. We definitely want to give a shout-out there to Black Eye Stand Radio and Do the Knowledge Radio and all black media. Ladies and gentlemen, this platform is growing. We appreciate, you know, the crew and the staff that has been assembled in the last couple of months here at Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. Definitely check out Frontline Black News, you know, hosted by Brother Che Nkrumah every Saturday. You know, check us out on the Revolutionary Agenda every Thursday, hosted by the one and only Ms. Brandy. And definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced. So it's open mic, ladies and gentlemen. Please give us a call at 516-418-5996. And I, Shabaka Sankore, I'm coming to you from Atlanta, Georgia this evening. Our staff in Denver, Colorado, you know, the one and only Che Nkrumah, definitely get this man elected mayor in 2023 of Denver, Colorado. And once again, as we're saying it on StreamYard, as we're saying it on Frontline Black News, we are still waiting for you Biden supporters to call in. And the number is 516-418-5996. Now, Sleepy Joe, folks, he's falling asleep more and more and more. The dude is looking more like of a character out of a Walt Disney movie called The Seven Dwarfs. He ain't got his mind made up. They're talking about this Omicron, spandemic, plandemic, condemic, or what have you. Ladies and gentlemen, keep yourselves clean. They're trying to vax everybody. Then they coming up here changing all the laws. Then you got all these other folks going out here talking about the U.S. Constitution is being compromised and all this old type of stuff. And we appreciate Dr. Khalid Mohammed, and may he rest in power in our opening introduction. And as we have stated before on this platform, well, it's bad enough what happened with the children that who are in the detention centers under Donald Trump and what have you, that the parents have been separated from the children at the border. But ask yourself this here, family, as I'm sitting here in the deep south tonight and I'm listening to the winds and hearing the stories of long ago, What about all our black babies that were taken out of their mother's arms and sold on an auction block and never seen again? But all we hear on that is crickets. So therefore, we're going to turn it over to our associate producer and the anchor man, Brother Chay Nkrumah, and the one and only Mr. Rymel Understanding. Good evening, gentlemen. How you doing?
Good evening, brother. Frontline Campaign, formal salute, brother. This is from Understanding, Angel of Peace from the East, understanding and understood in the neighborhood near you, bringing the hope without the dope official Frontline Campaign. I'm on military time. I got my military mind. And I'm on my military grind. Peace to the universe.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. The brother with all the rhymes that are right on time. Brother Chay Nkrumah, how you doing this evening, sir?
I'm all right, Shabaka. How's everybody doing? I'm going to be glad for 2021 to end and bring in 2022.
Yes, sir, without a doubt.
Yes, sir.
And once again, and as we stated before, you know, with this Biden regime, you know, with the scamdemic, all the people who are clogged up in airports doing their so-called, you know, Christmas Eve, you know what I mean, and holiday travel.
Christmas
and
evil.
All of that. Yes, sir. And then keep in mind, too, is that the greed of the American economy or big business, as they call it, they wait for this time of the year to get at least 50% of their sales. Also, too, I want to comment on these space cowboys, Bezos, Musk, Gates, William Shatner. Why don't you guys, the next time when you disrupt the Earth's atmosphere, ruining the weather patterns, which you greed, just fly the damn thing straight to the sun, get caught off in the electromagnetic energy of it, and go in there and blow up and do humanity a favor. Because your scandemic, plandemic, COVID, or whatever which you diabolical so-and-sos had created is a crime against humanity and a crime against the universe. Also,
that's right.
The top news is that went out this year since we opened mic on it. I'm just going to mention about the Ahmaud Arbery case. Okay, these dudes got convicted in the great state of Georgia that murdered Mr. Arbery. Kyle Shit in the House, as I will refer to him as, and this episode is for those 18 years of age or over.
Yes, sir.
He's pretty much being hailed as a hero, but yet, though, this is an individual that went and crossed state lines with the intent on committing murder. And he did, and he was acquitted. Also, too, the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, will be up for reelection in California in 2022. So they spent all the tax dollars in California, you know, having a frivolous recall campaign. And then you had the black face of white supremacy by the name of Larry Elders that tried to challenge him. So in my opinion, ladies and gentlemen, that was perhaps one of the most biggest waste of the taxpayers' dollars that I ever saw. But keep in mind, in California, gas is $5.50 a gallon. So you know they got some type of treachery, diabolicalness, wickedness, hoodwinkness, straight out nonsense and BS and horse feathers telling us this is good for the economy. And then here the general public goes out there like a nation of sheep, you know, blind leading the blind.
Damn.
And I mean,
headed to the slaughter.
Real about it. Yo, yes, sir, indeed, 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 indeed. You know, and then the sad part about it is that you got these politicians, Warnock, Hadnock, Uncle Tim Scott, let's see, who else? And all these other sellout-ass, you know, coons who are selling us straight down the toilet.
Kimberly Daniels.
And I'm just being real, folks.
Kimberly Daniels, that's the one that said that she was glad for slavery because if it wasn't for slavery, she would be in Africa worshiping a tree.
In Africa worshiping a tree. And then anybody with any sense that has any type of sense of humanity will perhaps would have to recognize that a tree is to be worshipped because it gives us that oxygen as it inhales carbon dioxide. So a tree is to be worshipped because it produces oxygen to sustain life. So at any time that I've stated here on this podcast, in our earlier days, you know, to Mad Dr. D, who made this podcast possible, to our mid-years of how we evolved, and to our latter years or the latter part of this year of how we evolved, we're doing something absolutely right. All are welcome to give us a call at 516-418-5996. Please press 1. And we'll be more than happy to have you on the air because that indicates to us that you would like to speak.
We have a caller out of 719, last 46581. What's your name and where you calling from?
I think they're just listening. That's Amelia. She's just listening.
Okay, yeah, it's all good. All they got to do, if they would like
we
to
got
call,
any other
just
callers?
Simply press 1.
Oh, that's it.
Okay.
Okay, all righty.
Yes.
Okay, so moving along, gentlemen, you know, as we always do here, is that the time has come for us to control our educational institutions to get our children up out of these public indoctrination centers. It is also time for us, black family, to turn in within is because we are all we got. The damage that I've seen to our people here in Florida and in Atlanta, like Los Angeles, like Denver, like Chicago, like New York City, we are in a state of emergency. And we're
at war, brother. We're at total war. This is total warfare, brother.
Oh, yes, sir, in all three planes, psychologically, intellectually, and soon to be physically and spiritually. And we definitely appreciate Dr. Washington and General Ramel as they host our Sunday show, God versus the Devil. So definitely check that out. And that's hosted by General Ramel and Dr. Nyes. And also, too, we definitely appreciate the input, you know, of the elder, of Mr. McChesnick, Supreme Allah, you know, calling in with his great advice and with his great inspiration. And he has been a very, very major factor in the recent development of this platform. Also, too, we are asking for donations to this platform. Definitely check out our Streamline on Frontline campaign every Saturday night, hosted by Brother Che Nkrumah. And he does have the app up there, you know, for us to donate, you know, to unify all black media. And I will say that over the years of doing this, there have been those who have called us in with downright hatred. There have been those, you know, who called in wishing us well. And the only thing I can say, black families, if we're going to have any disagreement, let us please, please disagree agreeably. Because we
That's
got
right.
too much of black-on-black crime. We got too much of black-on-black damage. And what's happening is that off the plantation system here is I'm here in the deep south listening to the winds and hearing the stories of long ago. This hatred that we have for ourselves is eternalized, and it became eternalized due to the brutalization of the plantation system. And then due to the barbarism of the slave master, we only... The Almighty knows of what horrors that have happened to our people and what could happen to our people if they did not come into accord a certain way. So therefore, as men folk, you're going to get angry automatically, but the hatred has been forced on us internally, okay? So we have this eternalized hatred that is still perpetuating itself today. And so we need to turn away from that, to take that energy and turn it into something positive. Let's get rid of the envy and the jealousy of one another. Let's not do that, black family. And it's been ingrained on us off the plantation system for more than 300 years. Okay, then of course we have a lot of great scholars who drop knowledge that I've witnessed across Twitter or the Tweety Bird, as I call them, and they're Tweety Bird. I've been to your front door. I've cussed you out. You sit right there on the corner of 9th and Market Street in Boys Town that I'm going to refer to it as, called San Francisco, and I think they had a team there called the 49ers. And then wasn't there some brother by the name of Kaepernick that used to quarterback that team, who had sacrificed his NFL career to stand on principle? And we need to acknowledge that soldier as well, too. Also, too, in some of the College Bowl series, and since, you know, we got the college football championships coming up, a couple of the bowls have been canceled due to the spandemic, clandemic, hypocritical-demic, pandemic, or whatever. All what it is about control. It is a bunch of bullshit. And, yes, Centers for Disease Control, I believe I'm in your town. Y'all are headquartered in Atlanta, right? And I'm just going to tell you all straight out, you're full of shit. Turning it over there to our co-host, the one and only Che Nkrumah.
Yes, sir. So much things to discuss. This was a heavy year. Like you said, we're still waiting on you Biden supporters. We're still waiting on you to tell us what tangibles we're getting from a Biden administration. Biden's approval ratings are plummeting. Nobody's feeling your boy Joe Biden. And Kamala Harris is getting no love either. One thing I am happy about is that Derek Chauvin, the murderer of George Floyd, got convicted of murder. And he's going to be facing up to, 25 years in prison. And Kim Potter, the one that mistaken her taser for her gun, is going to be facing up to 15 years in prison. I'm happy about that.
Okay. Yeah, real good.
As far as
real good, real good.
Pandemic, this is biological chemical warfare. We're at war, black family. If 2021 didn't do anything for you, it should have woke you up to the fact that we are at war, and it's a full-out war that we are in, and only we are going to get us out of this war. I really hope that 2021 woke up a lot of our people. And I salute to all the new black media that's doing a damn thing. It was a real heavy year. It started off crazy already with the Capitol takeover that the white supremacists pulled on January 6th. And none of them were labeled terrorists. None of them were labeled. None of them was, had received charges. None of that.
Exactly. And then, of course, too, you had a lot of military veterans involved in that as well, too. And the part that I find so very, very interesting, if we had went up there on a collective basis that did something similar or something that could be interpreted as similar as that, then, of course, you know what would have happened to us, and we already know what that would have been. You see what I mean? It would have been a straight-out bloodbath. They probably would have came out there with automatic weapons on us and just mowed us on down. But what it is, though, black family, as we look to the future here, we must emphasize black business. Also, too, I looked at a video made within the last year by A1 Candace Owens, and she had pointed out a fact of the absence of black fatherhood in the home. Now, I generally do not agree with Ms. Owens on that, but however, she did speak a fact in that regard. It's because it's essential that the black father figure has got to get back in the home. And the only way that that there could happen is that we've got to unify our economical resources, our educational resources, and also, too, we have to unify our political resources. And do not go out here and vote for these politicians unless they've given up the tangibles 2021, $100 trillion in tangibles. You see? And then the reason being is because we have to acquire us some land to start growing our own food, is because all these prices of food are going up. So it is up to us to grow our own food, plant our own food, distribute our own food, particularly to our unhoused neighbors, particularly to our senior citizens and our elderly, and particularly to those of our people who are special needs. In addition to, in the world of sports, what we need to do at the playoff times, and I think, Brother Che, both the Raiders and the Broncos have got bumped out of it. We need, and all the players, you know, within the Brotherhood, don't suit up on these last few games. And look what will happen to the U.S. economy, with it, particularly in the advertisement industry. So therefore, as you guys monitor our algorithms, as you throw monkey wrenches in our algorithms, guess what? We're still going to talk the truth, whether if you like it or not. You know what I'm saying? Got to die something. What are we going to do, black family? We're going to die on our feet or live on our knees.
That's what that lady told you before you started the show.
Yes, sir, indeed. Yes, sir, indeed. Right there in Defirmary Park on the real Black Panther corner of 16th and Adeline in Oakland, California. What are you going to do? You're going to live on your knees or die on your feet. And then there are other groups and their deities that pretty much have similar philosophies. Okay, so why should we be any exception? Not to mention the fact the world as we know it, we've given the world the sciences, the technologies, and everybody else comes and strips our resources. Got our people down there, particularly on the continent and in the diaspora, living in the most of abject poverty. And now the Chinese are there, taking the vibranium, commonly referred to as the silicon. Okay? It's because the world's economy is based on the silicon now. High energy, high technology. We got to get our children with more study of sciences, technology, engineering, and mathematics. It's because without our continent, none of it would be possible. Now, for you trolls out there, Agent Clipper and you guys, other haters out there, we love your hatred. We really, really do. We mock you. We laugh at you. Because you cannot argue with undisputed truth. And keep in mind, black family, I'm not the most brilliant cat that there is. Okay, I just know what I've lived through, and I know that the degradation that I've seen of our people, and it has become normalized. Skinny jeans, sagging pants, self-destruction, drive-bys, and they even talking up there in the city of Chicago that they want to get rid of the mayor there by the name of Lori Lightfoot. They're saying she's the worst mayor in the city. Say that to Brother Che.
They want to get rid of Uncle Lightfoot?
Yes, sir. Because I'm seeing there on Fox News that they even talking about they want to send federal officials in there. She's even called out there for the federal officials to come in there. And as a matter of fact, let me see, in London Bridge over there in San Fran, they're saying that all the smash and grabs that are going on over there in San Francisco and over there in Contra Costa County and Alameda County across the bay, you know what I'm saying? You know, they're ruining our beautiful city Oh, you know, this bullshit has got to stop, lady. Fools like you are the causes of that bullshit. Gavin Newsom is the cause of that kind of bullshit. Gavin Newsom mandating everybody wear a mask in California. What does Gavin Newsom do? He goes up there to his wine vineyards in Napa Valley, gives his wife a birthday bash, you know what I'm saying, no social distancing, wearing no mask, but yet they want us to go out here and wear this bullshit. And I'm of the opinion, black family, is just to see how much control that they got over these sheeple who are sitting up there with this blind obedience. And then people is up here having fist fights, knock down drag outs on airplanes is because somebody ain't wearing a mask. That's insanity. You need the fucking air to breathe. So the tree is to be worshipped, Kimberly Daniels. And get your head out your asses. You see? Seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they got people going up there with their heads up their asses. Oh, man, you ain't got no mask on, this, that, there, the other. Now, there's nothing wrong with hygiene. There's nothing wrong with protecting yourself. But if I'm going to sit up here and argue with some cat who's standing 20 feet away from me because he ain't got no mask on, then I'm stupid. You need the air to breathe. Medical people have told me this in our research, and we do research our facts. And Brother Che is perhaps one of the best researchers that I've known to date, you know, to come up with his facts. I love his organizational skills, and it's very, very essential that we get Brother Paz elected mayor of Denver in 2023. Get rid of Hand Coon. Put Hand Coon in a cardboard box in a tent out there in 10 degrees below zero weather. You see what I'm saying? And I think that fool will be real cool. Get it?
Yeah, he's termed out. So he already talking about he going to move to Florida. He moving to Florida.
He's going to move to Florida.
He pulled some shit, too, when he told everybody to stay home during the lockdown, and he ends up going to Mississippi to see his family after he told everybody to stay at home.
Wow. The hypocrisy is real. You know what I'm saying? But he's going to Florida, going to Mississippi after he tells everybody to stay at home. And then also, too, in all the cities where they disrespect the homeless, you throw away their little possessions and dignity that they have left, going through such hell and turmoil, but they still taxpayers. They still have the right to vote. And in some of these dag-blasted cities like Oakland and over there where London Bridge is and San Francisco, they need to pass some municipal laws. You know, you're throwing away the homeless people's last possessions, and then they should have some state laws and some municipal laws that state that if you do not end the homeless crisis by opening up some of these unoccupied high-rise buildings to the homeless, then it should be a mandate that your ass should be evicted from your house with no resources, no access to your bank accounts, no car keys, and go for what you know.
Yeah.
You punks wouldn't last 5 minutes out there, let alone 5 days, let alone 5 weeks, let alone 5 months, let alone 5 years.
Right.
That is a very, very degrading thing when you are denying a human being to the basic right of a house or a home, the right to bathe, the right to wash his clothes, the right for him to go up there to regroup, to regain whatever sanity that he has left due to these adverse conditions, okay, and work out a game plan so he won't be unhoused again. Okay, now you landlords out there, oh, no, man, you know, I paid this. If I could do it, then everybody else could do it. No, they can't. Everybody cannot do what you do. Everybody
right.
cannot be an NFL great. Everybody cannot be a boxing great or an NBA great. Okay? But one thing, you know, all you liberals out there with your alphabetized agendas, you know, you're going to sit up there and look down on somebody in such a horrible, decrepit condition. That could happen to anybody. Lose your income. And watch how fast your ass could be out there in that situation.
Right.
Yes, comments, please.
Ramel saying he thinks he's muted. Ramel, are you still with us?
General Ramel.
Mm-hmm. Who are you looking for?
Ramel.
General Ramel.
Where'd she get that? Oh, I don't know what happened to him.
Okay, who is this?
That's Amelia. That's
this is
Amelia.
Queen Equality. Amelia.
Oh, how you doing, Miss Amelia? Welcome to Shabaka's Black Experience this evening, ma'am. And what are your comments on our current topics right here? Because this is pretty much open mic tonight, and we're reviewing the year 2021.
I think that it's crazy that the hypocrisy is real, in that, you know, these higher power up people are out there doing whatever they want to do in this pandemic and then putting fear in everybody else's heart to abide by their ugliness. I guess that's what it is.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. And then on top of it as well, too.
It's hypocrisy.
Okay, yeah, we're getting some feedback.
All right, Ramel's back.
Okay, General Ramel is with us. Thank you, man.
We're all echoing.
All right, then that means that we got devices too close to each other. Okay, moving right along. Okay. All right, so therefore, you know, what this fierce young woman was saying is, and what they're projecting off into us. And then, of course, what it is just a prelude, in my opinion, to a declaration of martial law. Now, Ohio Biden had stated, or some of his officials in his regime, has made the point that the pandemic is here to stay. Now, come on, black family, we already knew that, okay? We already knew that they shifted the economy with this crap. This is why all the prices of food are going up. This is why all the prices of the essentials are going up. But the quote-unquote elites, they want to sit up there and play space cowboy. They want to sit up there and put more money off into these Google cars to monitor your movements, to monitor your communication, and to start monitoring your thoughts.
Ramel, you got an echo.
Okay, General Ramel.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Whatever was going on with my headphones, I had to take them off. But, yeah, General, I'm totally in the code with what everybody's saying. This message has been brought to you by frontlinecampaign.org. My name is Ramel Sandin. You know, I worship a tree, the tree of life, the family tree, the black family, the family unit.
Yes, sir.
You know, because without the family unit, we ain't got nothing. Without unity, we ain't got
exactly.
No community. We ain't got no nation. You know, we need to stick to each other. We need to build with each other. We need to move as a unit. You know,
indeed.
And as far as tangibles, we need tangibles. You know, these politicians keep making us empty promises, and they ain't giving us nothing concrete. You know, you know, we God's people, and as far as I'm concerned, the black man is God. God works in tangible ways, while the devil works in mysterious ways. They're always doing wordplay and trying to deceive us in some kind of way. And I'm really dissatisfied with how things are going as far as the legal system, because, you know, a lot of these shootings, like with the lady that supposedly grabbed for the taser and she killed the young man with a gun, you know, they need to start getting some lethal injections and shit like that. They need to be on death row. You know, I think they're getting a little bit too light. If it was the other way around, if somebody would have killed the cop, they'd be getting death row, lethal injection.
Yes, sir.
You know what I mean?
Yes,
so I just think that we're on an uneven playing field. I think that you know, we're deeper into slavery, and we need to think with a war mindset, and we're going to war, man. And this whole year, we've been on this mission with the Frontline Campaign, with Frontline Black News, Revolutionary Agenda, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, and God versus Devil. And we've been on a mission to basically expose the devil's lies and to teach the truth as it is. It's misinformation versus the truth, and we're standing on the truth. That's what I want to say.
Exactly.
Yes, sir.
And we're going to stand on that square, family. You see what I'm saying?
True indeed.
Because we are all we got. And then on top of it as well, too, is this mainstream media, Fox News, Cartoon News Network. You know what I'm saying? They keep trying to push this agenda down our throat with these alphabetizers. Now, get this here. Y'all going to love this. I've came across information recently that a lot of the women in sports at the amateur level, and I haven't heard too much of it at the pro level yet, they are starting to go against these transgenders competing in women's sports. You see? It's because, as I stated before, and I'm broke now, I don't have the $100, and y'all know what I do with the $100, okay? I might have the $100 next week, all right? Okay. Is that a lot of the women are starting to voice their concern about how a lot of these guys are taking a slot, you know, that they worked hard for. You see what I mean? So now with this alphabetized agenda that's being pushed by Kamala Harris and Hyde Biden, you know, so it's time for us to take a stand, and this is why I keep emphasizing of us being more and more self-sufficient on what we're doing. Everybody else, all these other groups believe that the way for black people to advance commercially and economically, politically and morally, is to sit up here and deal with these other groups. And as we stated before on this platform, the other groups got to go hold your own nuts. See, we can't afford to get bashed in the head for you no more. We cannot afford to go out here to be murdered for your causes. And then look at, from what I understand, is that the Biden regime is going to go up here and was given these illegals or these. Yes, sir.
Shabaka, we got a call from 1111111111.
Oh, unmute him. That's somebody who's blocking our number. Unmute him. Let's hear what he got to say.
Yeah.
Well,
caller,
all right,
unknown caller, what's on your mind?
11111. What's your name and where you calling from?
Speak now, forever hold your peace.
Okay, he doesn't want to speak.
Yeah.
Hits his ass. Kick him off. Hit the X button on him.
Yes, sir.
And it's just like that, okay?
Yeah.
And the reason being, you can call in and disagree with us all you want to. But if you're not going to sit up there and when we unmute your mic and you don't want to say nothing, we're going to kick you off the air. Okay?
Yes, sir.
But however, if you are one of our well wishers, we do thank you. You know what I'm saying? And what happened? Okay? It's because speak against the popular version of what is truth that's on this platform. Okay? And if it's one of our well wishers, okay, just simply just come in there and just let us know who you are. And by all means, you know, go on and listen, okay? But if you're a troll or if you're a hater, you know, this is the reason why we're kicking you off. Only if you are a troll or a hater. But
General Perez, is this calling back?
Yeah, they called back. Caller from 111111. What's your name and where you calling from? Speak now or you're going to be removed.
They probably ain't ready.
Okay. All
yeah.
righty.
It's all good.
All
it's all good.
Press one. It's all good. Okay, so it's probably a troll or what have you. You know,
it's
which
all
is
good.
Fine.
At least they're listening to the show, Chewbacca.
Oh, okay. All right, well, let him listen, you know. And he's welcome to drop knowledge or what have you. You know, have him take notes. You are listening to Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced, you know, with Frontline Black News and definitely a part of frontlinecampaign.org. And also, too, in the near future, folks, we are going to be having some items, you know, to market, some CDs, you know, as per Brother Ramel. And also, too,
the Blizzard.
Yeah, the Blizzard, the one and only. And then, in addition to, folks, is that if you got something that you want to announce, you know, that you're doing for the community, doing something for the quality of life for our children and black babies, feel free to announce it. If you got any community
yes,
events going on in your neighborhood, something positive, feel free to announce it. And, yes, and right now, and on this podcast, the last one for 2021, yes, we are asking for donations. Yes, we are asking for support, you know, to keep this platform going on. It's because, you know, we started with shoestrings and bubble gum. We are evolving. You're more than welcome to announce what positive things you're doing for the community. And if you're one of the people that hate us, we would like to hear from you, too.
Hate us some more.
Yeah. And we'd like to hear from you, too, because I've been getting a lot of junk in my inbox.
That's how we know we're doing something right.
Absolutely, indeed. You see what I mean? And then if it's one of our elders who are listening.
Come again, General?
If it's one of our elders who are listening. Yeah, we need to get some type of indication of who you are so we know how to address what you're stating, I'm sorry, of what we're stating appropriately.
111, it's your chance.
Okay, 111, off of going once.
Off of 111.
Unknown caller. Okay, well, we're going to do unknown caller. We're going to X you out, and we're going to bid you a good evening. Okay, moving right along.
Just be with you.
Okay, and then also, too, gentlemen, you know, those who've got some comments of the things that you feel of our significance that happened in the last year, was come on with it.
General, do you think that Trump is going to get reelected? That's what I want to know.
Oh, yes, sir. There's not a doubt in my mind now. It's because with Sleepy Joe messing up the way he is, and with his inconsistencies, that alone, you know, will get Trump reelected. Now, the thing about Trump is he spoke how he honestly felt. And I much rather deal with an individual telling me how I honestly feel as opposed to coming up with some prepackaged bullshit for the sheep. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And we are toning down our language on it, you know what I'm saying? On it, you know, polishing, you know, the platform. And we do have well wishes out there as well. And we definitely thank them. Okay, but however, you know, just like with everything else that I see on other platforms, which is fine with me, where they want to get donations and community support, we definitely need it here as well, too, to expand this platform.
Yes, so Frontlinecampaign.org.
Yes, sir, indeed. Definitely check out the page on that. And then also, too, last summer, let's see, what was happening here in the summer of 2021, you know, the Ahmaud Arbery situation, as they were selecting the jury in that in Georgia, the guys got convicted. And quite natural, of course, our hearts go out there to Mr. Ahmaud's family and what have you. And then you guys like Al Sharpton, Ambulance Chasers, who are some of the Ambulance Chasers? Yeah, you cats are obsolete now.
Benjamin Crump.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, the Ambulance Chasers, yeah. You know, man, you guys really do a disservice to the black community, man, chasing ambulances. You see what I'm saying? Capitalizing off of it. And you don't reinvest shit into the black community. You see?
Slap
and
yourself.
I appreciate, may he rest in peace, the attorney, Johnny Cochran, you know, who is out of Los Angeles, that taken a lot of cases pro bono for the black community with Eula Love, with the Leonard Detweiler case. And this is in the late 70s and early 60s in regard to Mr. Detweiler, of what happened with him. Well, he was shot by the Los Angeles Police Department for taking his wife, who was in labor, to give birth to their child. And then also, too,
rest in power.
Out in Los Angeles, there's a story that is developing out there where the Los Angeles Police Department has shot and killed a 6-year-old girl. And guess what?
Rest in peace.
This child was not black. So that's interesting.
What?
Yeah. The child was not black, and I do believe it happened in West Los Angeles. And then, too, folks, as I'm going through, how should I say, a lot of working and putting in overtime to keep the platform up, we're definitely going to research those cases. And I appreciate Brother Che Nkrumah on the excellent research that he does. Okay, because, you know, for the next few weeks, you know, my schedule is sporadic. Anything could change at any time, and I could be at anywhere at any time. And then also, too, in regard to this global warming, and I believe that this global warming and these environmental damages are happening from space that constantly blasting off these rocket ships, you know, piercing the stratosphere and atmosphere. And I believe that is alternating the weather patterns. It's because last summer, I passed Mount Shasta in California, which has been glaciated, like Mount Hood in Oregon, Mount Adams in Oregon, Mount Rainier in Washington State, and there was no snow on the top of Mount Shasta. It was all gone, and I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe it.
Global warming.
Yes, sir. It's global warming. Then, of course, you know, of half of California got burned down last summer. I've driven through it, seen the damage, and it really did hurt me that all those trees were burned, who are the givers of life and oxygen. Due to
tree of life,
greed,
brother.
Yes, sir. Corporate manipulation, You got these puppet-ass politicians like Kamala Harris and Hyde.
Oh,
Biden.
Yeah, let's get on Kamala Harris. How is that Sister Girl Magic going? How is that Sister Girl Magic going? I think we got a caller. I think it's Brother Kaleem.
Yes, sir.
Is this Brother Kaleem? Caller out of 437, last 42799. What's your name and where you calling from? Caller out of 437, last 42799. What's your name and where you calling from?
What's up, PM?
Okay. All right.
Moving forward.
Moving right along.
So let's talk about Kamala.
Let's get on Kamala Harris for a second. So,
yes, sir.
You know, she passed that shit that she was the first black vice president and all that bullshit. And
right.
She had the Sister Girl. She had the Sister Girl Magic. And then when she got in the office, they started talking about, oh, the first Asian vice president, the first Indian black vice president. Nothing about being black. But when her approval rating starts plummeting, then she's black again.
Yeah, and I believe Professor
How convenient.
Black Truth. Yeah, and I believe Professor Black Truth, you know, had dropped some knowledge on that on his podcast. And a shout out there to Professor Black Truth from Chewbacca's Black Experience Enhanced. You know what I'm saying? And keep dropping those gems. Now, the thing is, too, black families, that we got to look at is that these black politicians, you know, are taking our vote for granted, okay? And these dudes, man, is coming up here, you know, with flowers in one hand and a knife in the other to stab us in our back. But the sad part about it is, I highly doubt that they are aware is that they're going to be caught up in the same madness, too, when it comes down to it.
Yeah, yeah. They're going to beg us for help.
Yep. Oh, indeed.
We got the call out of 437 again, 2799. What's your name and where you calling from?
Yo, what's up? It's Kaleem Shabazz, you know what I'm saying? I'm calling from the North Floor, you know what I'm saying? So, what's up, people? How you doing?
All right.
Happy Kwanzaa to people. You happy Kwanzaa?
By all means.
Yo, what day of Kwanzaa is today?
Okay,
it's open mic.
Day three of Kwanzaa.
Yeah, right? Queen John Alia, right?
Ujima.
Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Ujima. Oh, yeah. I'm collecting economics.
Collective work. That was tomorrow. This is collective work.
Ujima. Oh, collective work and responsibility.
All right. Yeah,
Jimmy. Yeah.
Collective work and responsibility.
Yeah, we can always, you know what I'm saying, come together.
MMA.
Definitely.
Yeah. Peace, brother.
Yeah.
Yeah, so keep dropping it out. You were saying, Brother Paris.
Yeah, man. I'm just so fed up with Kamala Harris and all her fuckery. I'm beyond sick of it and how she's only black when it's convenient or when it suits her. I'm beyond sick and tired of it, especially after all these people told us we have to go out and vote for her in Jim Crow Biden.
Right. Yeah, see,
elections are coming up.
Yes, sir. Say that again, Brother Kaleem.
I'm just saying, elections are coming up, right? To realize that, you know what I mean, we could use our example of what we keep seem to be as government, which has been, you know what I mean, slow from giving any kind of any kind of tangibles to hopefully we could do the opposite when we get in power and be taught to not to complain about others but do better ourselves by putting ourselves in positions of leadership in order for us to make key decisions which affect our people.
Right.
Yes, sir. And then also, too, I'm going to put it out there on the air, Black family. If we're going to have disagreements, let us disagree agreeably. Now, the thing is, here with me, being in the deep south on this episode, is that as I listen to the wind and look at all these trees, Billie Holiday's words come to me of the strange fruit. The words of Sister Harriet Tubman come to me, and I'm sure that she had came through these grounds as well, too, freeing our people. And I'm quite sure that Sister Harriet, with a street sweeper, has told so many of our folks, look, you're either going to be free or you're going to be dead, and you got like about 3 seconds to make your mind up. So with all those in the dynamic of this, of our collective economics, we are all we got, Black family. They're modifying this food. They're putting all these GMOs, you know, in the food products, affecting the reproductive organs of Black women. And keep in mind that the Black woman has the most dominant genes of feminism on the planet.
Yes,
the Black woman used to walk around in the forest and on the jungles of our continent. She walked with the lioness. She walks with the panther and the leopard. She walks with the hyena.
Respect
to indeed. And through her elegance of how she is the motherhood of nature within itself. You see, so for all you brothers out there, oh, man, I can't give no Black-ass women. Man, you need to go dig yourself, man, and really dig deep down within about why you have such an issue. And as Dr. Harimba Ali had said, all of that is part of the Ma'afa, which is a great disaster that is so bad that it is beyond description.
Totally. Divide and conquer right there. That was brainwashing.
Yes,
brain poisoning, right?
Come on with it, Brother Colleen.
Just brain poison. If someone was to wash our mind, it would be clean. I think if we could have Gaddafi wash our mind, we could have Nkrumah wash our mind, we could have Julius Malina wash our mind, and our brains would be clean of all the Western filth that divides us.
Oh, yeah.
The first law of the devil is divide and conquer.
We need to wash our minds. We got to brainwash ourselves and wash our minds in order for us to be clean of all the Western imperialism and the Western culture, which has corroded our sensibility.
Indeed.
It's the devil's culture, the devil's society, the devil's language. We got to stop using their terminology, because this is psychological, biochemical warfare, brothers and sisters. You know,
buy
Black,
absolutely.
Boycott white.
Period. And it's emphasizing, you know, Black business and what have you. You see what I mean?
Yes, sir.
And then being
recycle
down
a Black
in Atlanta,
dollar.
Georgia. Yes, sir. And then being here in Atlanta, Georgia, and of my knowledge.
Black businesses have gone up 38% since August of 2020.
Yes, sir.
You talking about the citizens going in and out of the slammers?
No. I'm talking about Black businesses have gone up 38%.
That's a good indication. That's good.
Hell yeah.
So we got to make sure, right, that we keep going in the right direction. I think we should be thankful to the Most High and to all powers that brought us to be, and let's continue the trend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. And then also, too, we need to get that Black innovation going on. So for all you cats out there in the NBA and in the NFL, hey, man, do us all a favor, man. We know you got your contracts. We know you worked hard to get to those positions.
Boycott the league.
Boycott the league, and now is the perfect time to do it because you're in the playoffs now. And all these sponsorships from all these automobile manufacturers, tool companies, department stores and what have you, they dropping big dollars on your teams for you to wear their logos, to have for you to sponsor them all up at the banners, all up in the stadiums and in the arenas and all that. don't show up on those playoff days and watch Chicago rip ass. That shit will cause such a major development more quickly than the spread of COVID.
Damn.
That's off the law of economics.
Yes, sir. Make them crash.
Exactly. They call it macroeconomics. And then all these prices going up for food. Grow your own food.
Right.
See, particularly in the agricultural belts of the deep south. Start growing your own food. Start dispersing your own food. Leave that prepackaged garbage on the shelves of Walmart and these
hell
major
yeah
supermarket chains. Boycott McDonald's. That shit's not food anyway. There was a brother who did a video about 2 years ago that went and bought a Happy Meal, right? He left it exposed on his front porch. Not one damn fly came and touched it.
That's not
so
real food.
All that was manufactured. See? And then in this age of nanotechnology, with these vaccines, scamdines, that's what I'm going to start calling them. Yeah, the scamdines. Yeah. Oh, go get your booster. You need another one. Oh, I'm in crisis.
Demon food.
Out of control. Exactly.
The devil's
that's
food
exactly
for real.
That's exactly what it is, General. That is exactly what it is.
Not only is it physical food, but the mental food too. You know, stop watching that bullshit on TV. Stop watching that what they call that real life sitcoms and all that shit. Stop endorsing that shit. Watch something that's gonna educate your brain.
Indeed.
Read a book.
And then, and then what you can do, folks, with this day and age of technology, produce your own videos.
That's what we're doing,
and I'm just putting it out there to the staff at Frontline Campaigns. Yeah, we want to start working out there, too, doing our own videos, making our own shows via, the net. You see what
Bob
I'm saying?
Bob Black,
you know,
boycott white.
Exactly.
Bob
you
Black
see what I'm saying?
Black.
Yo, I got a website up for anybody who really want to get down and really see exactly what black business works. You know what I'm saying? Working on making black business work for everybody. We got to make sure that we visualize victory and work wishes. To learn to work wishes, I made sure I manifested a website with good black products on it. You know what I mean? It's now we got to empower ourselves, each one support each one other. So we make sure that we have a real way to really materialize and manifest mad amounts of money.
Business owners
go
have
ahead,
increased
General Parrish.
Black business owners have increased by 38% since February of 2020.
Okay,
that's a good indicator.
And if you're listening to our podcast right now, support frontlinecampaign.org. Drop a couple dollars for us. We need the support.
Yes, sir. Yep. Maybe you could drop $2, $5, $1,000, whatever you can, black family. You know what I'm saying? We know times is hard out there, and it's up to black media to keep us abreast on what we need to do and what we're doing. So definitely we give a shout out there, you know, to all black media out there. Give a shout out there to Professor Black Truth. Definitely a shout out there to Outlaw Radio. Definitely a shout out there, you know, to Black I Stand and Do the Knowledge Radio and Jonathan Bourne Allah. You know who's the principal over there. You see, then also too, folks, we're gonna be selling some ass spots as well too. You see, and so definitely check out the Frontline Black News. Definitely check us out on StreamYard. Check out the like page, Shabaka's Black Experience Enhanced, where we're going to be dropping information on our future episodes and what have you. And then also, too, I want to give a shout-out there to a group called What's Going On in Oakland. And I believe the brother is an entrepreneur and a retired businessman by the name of Ed Howard. You know, who's got a web page up talking about the West Oakland stories. Definitely check it out. It's because, as we all do know, they're doing World War II. A lot of our people went to Oakland, California, and a lot of our folks is working off in these defense plants during World War II. And then also, the brother, you know, he was an entrepreneur. You know, engineering, I believe that was this brother's expertise. So definitely check out what's going on in Oakland. And then, as I stated before, we did a live feed video from the recent statue that they have of Dr. Huey Percy Newton there on the corner of 9th and Mandela Parkway in Oakland, California. I went by there. I did a live feed from there. It's up on the like page, Bacchus Black Experience Enhanced. And I believe, Brother Paris, we got that NFL with Frontline Black News, too, do we not?
Yes, we do. It's on the Frontline Black News YouTube channel.
Okay, good, yes, good, good, real good. Real
support
good.
Support us.
Exactly. Yes, they support us so we can expand this platform so we can get off and into some ventures that is going to house some of our unhoused neighbors. Okay? Now, and we got to deal with our people first because how can you help somebody else with their backyard unless you build your own up first? And this is what we're trying to do. So we definitely are on the runway. This plane is ready for liftoff to do something positive and to, like Brother Kaleem said, you know, to unite black businesses, which will contribute to the gross national product of our people. Now, for those who do not know what a gross national product is, it is the same as a gross domestic product. And what that is the total amount of money that was spent on goods and services within a given period of time, rather if it's a year, 6 months, or a month. And this is the show or an indicator of how a particular economy is growing. Okay?
Yes, sir.
And so the more that increases, the more, you know, that our economy is being stable within our community. And as the brother dropped the gem right there, you know, black-owned businesses are going up by 38%, and that is very, very good news. Also, too,
yes, sir.
For our technologists and our scientists, you know, who study so very, very hard to gain your knowledge and craft, deal with your people first, okay?
Because accept your own and be yourself.
Right.
That's all what these other groups are doing. You see what I mean? Because we are still looked down upon. We are still hated. We are still envied. You see what I mean? And the other groups got to go hold your own nuts. We can't do it for you no more. We are tired. And after working 400 years for no paycheck, you would be tired also. Now,
we need tangibles right now.
Indeed. Now, for those of you, the Irish people, who have inboxed me with insults, hatred, talking about your potato famine. Hate to be the bearer of bad news. We can't give a damn because you are the overseers of raping our women
damn.
And beating our men.
Word up. Word up.
See, and that's real tough. Now.
Word up.
Okay, now for China. Now, China, you're going to our continent, the one that sits between the Indian Ocean and the Atlantic Ocean. You're coming over there with your bullshit scam, and now you're seizing our land.
Damn. And they're wrong.
From these neo-colonialistic, brain-dead politicians that you have over there. Now, to quote the words of Desmond Tutu, who had recently transitioned, he says, you know, in the beginning, Africans had the land and the European had the Bible. The European said, bow your heads to pray and close your eyes. they bowed their heads and prayed. And when they opened up their eyes, our people had the Bible, and the European had the land.
Damn. They did the switcheroo on us, man.
It was never like that. Europe, the Arabs didn't take any of the land, even though they did, you know what I'm saying, build our great institutions of learning, such as Timbuktu, you know what I mean, where Arabic was naturally spoken. We realized that, you know what I mean, it was two different categories of people that existed. The same Europeans that has destroyed African culture has destroyed the culture all over the world.
Right?
Whether in South America, whether in Central America, right? And they destroy the people, decimated people, rape, kill, North America, right? We realizing what happened, you know, it certainly was a travesty of justice by a being that was focused on our material conquest at the expense of others' culture and lives. So we realize that our focus on mind, on continuing our rejuvenation by embracing African culture and having Kwanzaa become a stressful time in our life and making it become a conscious part of our rhythms. We start to go to conscious gatherings and Kwanzaa gatherings more frequently. Right in the city where I'm at right now, I realize that, you know what I mean, there are very few of these gatherings. Who can say that they went to a Kwanzaa gathering this season?
Right.
Okay, can I add on to that real quick, General Shabaka?
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to tell you, but I'd be glad to inform you that the Arab exploited the African content way before the European did.
Yeah,
and,
but they didn't seize any land, though, right? The idea was they didn't seize any land.
You know, they were over there, the Moors and all that, the Arabs, they were all over there for years, exploiting and bringing black people into slavery, Africans specifically. And they're the ones who brought the Europeans into Africa.
And you will see anything.
They did.
I'm sorry to tell you, but glad to inform you.
Through a place called Morocco. And then on top of it as well, too, is that when the European came there, and he's standing on his premise that we sold ourselves into slavery. But the thing is that must be noted that they hate to admit is that when they was taking us down there to Ghana, to the passage of no return, and they says, you know, on this slave ship heading to the Americas, we got room for 1,000. Oh, well, guess what? On this batch that we got right here, we got 910. So we got room for 90 more. And who do you think those other 90 were that got thrown into the hull of that slave ship? The one that did the selling. So the conquistador has always been about divide and conquer.
And conquer. That's true. That's true.
So then what had happened was, then as the slave market had grown and the gross national product of the economies of England, France, Portugal, Spain, the Netherlands, I believe they referred to it as Holland then, the Dutch, right? Well, let's just go in there and take them now. You see? Including the one that did the selling. So when those come up to us with that bullshit, shut them up with that fact.
Right.
Yeah. I'm just saying, the Arab ain't my friend, man. The Arab, his religion, his whole premise, you know, is meant to assimilate, just like the Caucasian. You know what I mean? They trying to assimilate us too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, divide and conquer. You see? So we have to address that too. And I believe Dr. Marimba Ani and her writings, called the Yorugu, had mentioned this.
Yep.
Yeah. And the Chinaman taking advantage too. He sees the opening. He's trying to take advantage.
Yeah, yeah. The Chinese are picking up where the Belgians left off in the Congo. What's in the Congo?
I think General Paris at one time told me he referred to a book that says we have no allies. We have no friends.
Yeah, that was
exactly.
Dr. John Henry Clark. That was Dr.
Yeah,
okay.
So, you know,
we
okay.
If you have any kind of African heritage in your blood, we all need to stick together. That's diaspora black,
yes, sir.
Whatever it is, we need to stick together because ain't nobody going to help us but us. Word is bound.
Indeed, because we are all we got. You see?
Hell yeah.
And I believe Minister Farrakhan had addressed that issue as well, too.
Yeah, but getting back to John Henry Clark, he said, if you want a friend, look in the mirror.
Exactly.
Okay,
word is
bond. I think I know who this is. Brother Isaiah.
Oh, shit.
What's
up, Brother Isaiah? Salute, General. General Isaiah in the house.
Yes,
salute,
sir. He's been
salute.
With us since day one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. What's up? Come with it, baby. Come with it now.
What's the show about tonight? Are we doing the part two of this? Of the show?
Okay,
now,
we're doing open mic tonight, and we're going over, it's open mic, and we're going over the last year here in 2021.
Oh, yeah.
Educationally,
like
economically,
this.
Politically.
Right. I'm going to say it like this, like family. I know it's going to be the end of 2021, but 2022 is almost here. It's going to be the same shit, be the same narrative. We're still going to wear these goddamn masks because I'm sick of time wearing them.
Yeah.
And there's some pandemic going to be spreading all around. So, and they're not going to find nothing to cure it because there ain't no such thing as a cure of the shit, of pandemic. Because I call it as the pandemic, that's all that is. Not in the pandemic. But they just don't want us to walk around for us to be free. They're the same old racist beings out there. It's like it's still racism, so you gotta be aware of that, family. So they trying to control us by wearing these masks. They trying to force us this vaccine shot, the so-called booster shots. I'm still not taking that shit because I don't know what's up in there.
And they got
so, so you gotta be aware, watch out, black family. And you think on 21 is the worst? Wait till next year, 2022 gonna be more sicker and twisted.
And then to prove Brother Isaiah's point even more so, I've seen some of these so-called experts on mainstream media, like the Cartoon News Network. And they just came out and said, you know, this Omicron pandemic, plandemic, scamdemic is here to stay. Hell, we knew that a year ago.
Right.
It's here to stay, family.
We're in state of emergency crisis.
Technical barbarians.
Yep.
Oh, yes, sir.
What'd you say, General Paris? Can you repeat that, sir?
Biological technical barbarians.
Oh, indeed, yes, sir. Yeah, the biotechnical barbarians. That's exactly what
cyborg devils.
Exactly.
There you go.
Yes, they, and why do you think these clowns is up here playing space cowboys? You see what I'm saying? And one of the worst illnesses going on. But it's here to stay, black family. And all what we got to do is, like I said, is that we got to come up with some innovation to protect ourselves against this shit.
Yeah.
You know, anybody that's down with the devil is against God, man, you know, and you're bound to lose.
Yes, sir. And this is what I
really realize, right?
That you do. Yeah, go ahead, Brother Khalid.
Yo, I'm just saying, yo, if we're going to really take from the knowledge of Honorable Elijah Muhammad, right, what we need to do, you know what I'm saying, give due respect, you know what I mean? Because all of our problems that we already had, you know what I mean? I mean, contemplating that at this present day and time, I'm really often been led by our put forth an example of exactly how, you know what I'm saying, we can emancipate our minds, body, and soul from this conditioning of what we perceive to be the devil as now. If you're going to come out with it and be shamed that devil, you're going to come at it full force in the spiritual realm as well as the physical realm, you know what I'm saying, for exposing him and trying to undo the technology which ultimately he has used to benefit himself and his followers for thousands of years.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, and those are facts. You see, it's because once again, I can't emphasize it enough. We are all we got.
We are all we got. Except you want to be yourself.
Yes, sir. And then also too, folks. And this is gonna be my last comment because I'm here in the East and I got to get up here and go to work tomorrow, like we all do. But this is gonna be my final comment for tonight.
Before you go,
yeah.
They want to discuss colorism.
We got to talk about that. Come on with that, brother.
So, we can't be racist, but we can be prejudiced. And have a lot of tribalism.
And race first. We all race first.
And we see it with the Crips and the Bloods, the Vice Lords and the GDs, and whatever other gang. And we see it within the color scheme of blackness. Now, the Elijah Muhammad said what? It was 48 shades of blackness.
Yes, sir. 16 black, 16 brown, and 16 yellow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
there it goes.
We can't practice racism, but what we practice amongst ourselves is this thing called colorism, where we judge each other from lightest to darkest, and we place certain people on a pedestal, and we ignore others within our own communities.
Right. It's called the caste system, brother.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
Well, within the caste system, there's hierarchy, and within the black community, there is a hierarchy, if you will, like the lighter the better, or in some cases, the darker the better.
And the darker is the worst, it's the bad one. That's gonna fuck up there.
Or it seems like family. And even Brother Malcolm had commented on that. Mr. Muhammad has commented on that. The former heavyweight champion Muhammad Ali has commented on that.
Yeah.
Minister Farrakhan has commented on that. Well, you see, all that was black family was a divide and conquer technique. Okay?
Yes, sir. Willie Lynch.
Yeah. Because guess what? We all still qualify for the auction block. And to prove that point even further, there's two movies and that cesspool called Los Angeles, California, where I grew up at, that they produced. One was called The Imitation of Life.
Yeah.
And another one was called Band of Angels.
Band
the
of
first
Angels.
Imitation of Life. Yeah.
Right.
Band of Angels. Yeah. That'll wake you up.
That's the movie right there.
Yeah.
What's
now,
that about?
Damn, I'll be like,
yo,
what the hell?
Was all about, right?
Right.
Okay. Now, Band of Angels, okay. At the beginning of the movie, if memory serves me correct, the slave master died on the plantation, right?
Right.
He died. So what happened was his creditors, who he owed money to, had came to seize his assets, right?
Right.
To pay the debt, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Now, the daughter of the slave owner, who was light-skinned, had always wondered why her mother was not buried in the family plot. Right?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
to find out that the mother was buried where the slaves were buried, right?
Right. Oh, okay.
When the creditors came, they came and seized the slaves.
Damn.
And the slave owner's daughter was chattel, was property, right?
Right.
But she was a fair-skinned woman, and she thought she was in white society until the sheriff came with the debt collector, right, to seize the assets, right?
Right.
Then that's where she got the rude awakening of what she was, family.
Damn, that's a bad statement. And Brother Shabaka, and you know, Dad, I remember just like family way back in the day too. It was like they just did some brown and paper bag test. That was like way back in the day too.
You have to be lighter than a brown paper bag, and then they even had a thing called the Blue Vein Society, where in order to be incorporated into it, you had to have blue veins. You have to show
And don't forget about the dog test too. They're trying to test our little black girls out there too. That they remember the dog test. They put like and which one's the good dog? The white one. Which one's the bad dog? The black one.
Yeah, brother Isaiah. I'm very familiar with you talking about. Yeah, that there was Jane Elliott who did that in the late 1960s.
Yep.
She was a school teacher, and she's a professor of education.
General Paris, what are we looking like on time, General?
We got 30 minutes, just about.
Okay.
I'm going to go on and do my closing comment. I'm going to get off the air because I'm in this Eastern time zone with Brother Isaiah, and as he so well puts it, I got to go to work tomorrow. So therefore,
I got to go work tomorrow too, folks.
Yeah, because I'm here in Atlanta, Georgia tonight, Brother Isaiah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so I'm in the East. All right, so what it is, black family, is that it's up to us to take care of us. We've got an excellent platform going on right here with Frontline Black News. Also, too, definitely check out the webpage, Frontline Black.org, frontlinecampaign.org. Excuse me. You can tell I'm getting tired. Also, too, definitely check out the Revolutionary Agenda. Definitely check out Shabaka's Black Experience in Hand. And we thank
God
you all for calling in. And what have you. And so I'm going to go on and let you gentlemen, go on and finish the show. But I got to get on my back, folks, because I got to get up early tomorrow.
Okay.
Appreciate y'all. Keep up the good work.
All right, brother.
Yes, sir.
Take care now.
Salute,
brother.
Salute.
Thank you, brother.
Right now.
Okay. Always. Okay, I'm out. All right.
Peace, God.
All right, please continue the show.
All right. Anything pressing y'all got to talk about? We already covered a long list of things, but there's still things we can touch on if y'all would like, because we still got 30 minutes left.
I want to talk about the resurrection of the black mind, man. The resurrection of the black mind. How can we uplift our people? Out of this mental death, out of these chains of slavery, how can we resurrect ourselves economically, mentally, spiritually, psychologically, in all fashions, Because, now's the time, and it's a new year coming, and we need to be focused, black family, on the real. General Paris, how you feel about those issues?
I'm still getting somewhere with the new black media and the fact that we're educating our people and waking our people up to the hell and plight and miasma that we're under. So we're doing it with that. As far as economics, we got to practice it within our own communities. The communities that we have left, we have to practice group economics. It's a 5-story building. And we're not even at the foundation of the building because our money doesn't stay in our communities for more than 6 hours.
Mm-hmm. You're right about that.
Yeah. Where does the responsibility kick in, brother, as far as collective responsibility? I see collective work, but, you know, can you expound on the collective responsibility piece, please, brother?
The fact that you got to remember where you came from, that you got to get back.
And never forget.
You were born, and you can never forget where you came from, period.
True indeed.
You got to start there, and then you got to have that unity, that sense of that self-determination. You got to define yourselves, and that's what we're doing with this foundational Black American, American descendants of slavery. We're defining ourselves because for too long we've been defined by the oppressor. And
right.
So, yeah, I feel like New Black Media is helping with that a lot. We're part of New Black Media, but what we're doing collectively, I think we have to focus on getting a strong minority of us that's on the same page, that's like-minded, that we don't have to waste time on having to wake up to what the fuck is going on. I feel if we have all the right people throughout this nation and the world, but we can start with this nation. We will win.
Yep.
We already know what needs
that's
to be
right.
done. We just need the soldiers to get it done.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's a new flag up in the media. You're right. It's a new platform that we got to stay focused on so we can bring our own people come together as one. Because we need to start unified because a lot of people have been brainwashed for too long. So long. Like, it's a work in progress, though.
Yeah, you keep answering. That's why
you sound kind of muffled, Brother Kareem. You sound like underwater, brother. I don't know what's wrong with your mic.
They're fading in and out.
Yeah, he don't sound right. But yeah, I just think that we need to go into this new year, man, armed and ready. And when I say armed, I'm talking about armed with knowledge, man.
Yeah,
we already know where we've been. We know where we're going now. We need to execute. Word is bond. You know what I mean? We got the resources that in our hands right now. We got the resources we need. Now we just need to execute and watch everything bloom and blossom, you know?
Right.
Yeah. And like Brother Isaiah always says, you know, we need to stick together.
Mm-hmm. We got to, because it's right now, like, we're in a state of crisis right now. They're talking about, getting us shut down again because of this so-called pandemic shit. Like, you know, they're still trying to make money off of this.
You know, stop falling for their lies.
Right.
You know what I mean? Stop. And stop watching that bullshit on TV that's desensitizing and demonizing you, criminalizing you. You know, when you endorse their bullshit, you know, that's giving them power.
Yep.
So tune in to New Black Media. We are leading the way with this revolution, if you will. We have nothing but revolutionaries on this call. And if we link up with the other revolutionaries in the other towns and execute what it is that we need to do, we will win Black Media.
Mm-hmm. We will prevail and win. We got to stand up, rise up, fight back, do everything in our power to, you know, to stay focused, do everything in our power to take everything back. Time for us to create everything. Time to build land, a label, and, you know, everything. Because we are the original people. Come on now.
Tony, we planted the seed. Now we just got to keep watering and watch it grow.
Right.
Tony, who we got on the line still, General Paris?
And the Queen is with us too.
Okay. Anybody else want to speak?
Anybody else want to chime in?
Queen's been dying to say something, so she might as well speak.
Okay, come on, Queen. Let's see your input, sister.
Y'all forget about me?
No,
we
did not forget about
you. No.
Queen Mother Brandy.
Let's tell me your input, sister. Come on, Sister Brandy.
It's a new year, so, you know, this is what I think. I've been listening. We've been participating for a long time, it seems like months, on this platform. I want to just say this. I'm very sick, but I want to say this. We always decided that the revolution wasn't going to be televised, you know, but they seem to be that part. It's just not going to be monetized. And, you know, we're out here really working hard with the ones on the ground. You know, the Panthers are doing some amazing work. We got everybody out here just doing their best, their only part. You know, whatever you can contribute to the revolution, you're gonna be needed. You know, the other thing is that black women are the most important right now. They're the most endangered. I don't want to say endangered, like, because they're getting kidnapped, murdered, sold off, skinned,
mm-hmm.
burned. You know, they're being terrified, or not, terrorized. I'm sorry, Black Valley was sick. So we need to look out for our Nubian sisters, our Nubian queens, our little babies, our little baby girls. We need to hold their hands, man. A lot of people ain't holding your children's hands. And that's how people get their kids snatched. You know, I watched a parade the other day where little kids were dancing and having a grand old time. They had to walk somewhere, but nobody wanted to hold their hands. They walk down the street. Granted, it's our area, but still, you know, we need to hold their hands. They're little. I don't care how big they are or how big they think they are. Hold their hand, because somebody could ride up and snatch them, and that's it. You'll never see them again, you know? Our king, we need to protect them. Ladies, we need to treat our kings better. Stop disrespecting them and give them, start empowering them. You know, because the more they're empowered, the more they will protect us, the more they will do for us, the more they will help us be better in the long run. You know, them destroying the black family was the worst mistake they could ever make. And sooner or later, the black family will be stronger and more united. It's not going to be right now. It's not going to be next year. But sooner or later, there will be more black families. It won't be almost an extinction. That's what it looks like. You won't see white couples. You'll see more black couples. You'll start seeing more love, because we need to show each other that. I mean, all, you know, realize love is the most fucking dangerous weapon of this. And we need
yes,
that.
Ma'am.
The people, the love mm-hmm. for your country, the love for your heritage, the love for your fucking mate. Hold your boat. Hold your fucking boat. If it collapses, if the Democratic and the Republican shit collapses, good. Let it collapse. Let it collapse, black family. You know why? Because then we can rebuild it the way we want to rebuild it, with the ideals that we want, with the tangibles we need. Let them keep fucking up. Let it collapse. Let it collapse right in front of us. Hold your boat like you hold your Skrilla. Hold your boat.
Like you
keep your private
parts. And like Brother also Jay said, let the other groups hold their own nuts too.
Yeah. Well, the reason, you know, that's another thing. They've been over there moving around and doing the most for all these generations. I've been alive almost 42 years. In 42 years, I've seen all these little sub-buffer groups come up and not come up. I've seen motherfuckers like the natives get money and have their own land and their own shit. I've just seen the LGBTQ plus liberals fucking Bogart right past us. And they really need to sit it down. They really need to sit it down with I'm a girl type shit and they get me all fucking hostile. Sit it down. You know, I've seen the Asians decide they need bills to protect them. You need bills to protect you? What about us? What about fucking atrocities you do to the sisters in the nail salon? Where you give them all kinds of special to their feet because you don't want to clean up your shit. Right? What about the, and then you have the overcharge them. What about how you treat the sisters? You know what I mean? But you have the audacity to act like you're scared of the sisters. You're lucky they ain't really turned around and just mocked y'all. You're the most. You know, we're a peaceful nation. But sooner or later, we're not going to be peaceful anymore. And, you know, I've said there's going to be a time where we're going to be like, how bad do we really want it? How bad do we really want reparations? How bad do we really want change? And right now, at this rate, with the new black media and the messages and us spreading these messages far and wide, especially over the holidays, far and wide, you're watching the political system collapse. You're watching upper classes sit it down. You're watching white people have fear in their hearts. Because now it's starting to happen. It's not going to be overnight. Remember that, family. Like Brother Chase said, it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint. But look, we've been here for fucking generations and generations and generations and generations and generations. So, you know, we got nothing but time. We have free energy. You know, we got to stop letting them steal our valuable things, such as melanin and sending it into space. That shit is ridiculous. We gotta stop letting them take our people and take their genetic codes and do fucking weird ass shit with it. You know, we gotta stop letting them make movies about our demise. We gotta stop letting them fucking do a whole bunch of shit. And I don't want to be the only black people. You know what I mean? I don't want to be the only black people at a radio station talking to each other because they don't wipe out every other black person. So. Conscious of that. Pray for you.
Right on.
All right.
There you go.
Bye, Brother Isaiah, Brother Ramel, Shabaka, Kaleem.
Thank you, Black Queen. We appreciate you, sister.
Well said.
Salute.
Salute. The word is born. Salute.
What's our time looking like, General Parrish?
We got 18 minutes.
I missed Mr.
Okay. You want to start with the countdown? Start off with Isaiah?
So y'all want to go quote and comment right now?
I don't know. It's on Parrish. Parrish running the show.
I think we got like 5 minutes before that.
Okay.
Oh, okay. So. You got something to add on, brother? I got something to add on?
So what you said, that's what we need to do.
Right. Let them hold the boat. Let them hold their own up.
Man up.
Yeah, man the fuck up. That's right.
We ain't
hold
playing.
Your balls.
We got to let them know we ain't playing. You know? Like, we are so serious about our tangibles. This is what we'll do.
Right. And we need our reparations, too. Don't forget about that.
Right now, intangibles, $100 trillion. So said General Parrish, future mayor of Denver.
Yes. We need all that.
No.
Time for us to get out of
black family.
Time for us to get out of reparations because we all work for a trillion of dollars and we never receive a damn dime. So time for us to get our own shit, our past too.
There'll be no United States of America with a triple K without us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because
United States of Devils. That's what they are.
Yeah, because they right, because we are the Christian people, and we built America by our hands, by our own blood.
Right, we're building the new Akibu line, the new black nation.
Right.
You know what I mean?
All right, now's the time
to end devilishment.
Like, time to stop kissing up to these man with no purses. Time to unchain our minds, you know. Time to do for ourselves.
Right. The Black Imperial Army has arrived.
Right.
Run for
right.
the motherfucking hills, you cave dwellers.
Yes.
Hide in the mountains.
Hide under a motherfucking rock.
Right.
Motherfucker, jump out the window. We know you're scared, caveman America. We know you're scared, devils. Jump off the motherfucking ledge right now.
Jump off
head first.
Right. Y'all time to hide now. Time for y'all to hide.
We coming for you.
Yep.
We get everybody on that accord of our people, I think we'll be better off.
Right.
Akibulon is real. We are Akibulon.
Yeah.
Like I said before, Clayton, time for two for ourselves. Time to stop. Yeah, come on now.
Play your role.
Economics.
Pop a collar and endorse black dollars.
Make it a daily routine to do it. Go out of your way to support black-owned businesses. All right, y'all.
Stop sugarcoating shit. Keep it real.
Right. You're right. Time for a brand new Black Wall Street.
Yes, sir.
Stop stepping on the truth.
Yeah.
Stop cutting, diluting the truth. Keep it real.
Keep it 100.
Keep it real with the person in the mirror.
Yeah. Yes.
Be true to yourself. Be true to the game.
All right, Ramel, it's time to start the closing. So you want to close us off?
Yes, sir. My name is Ramel Understanding, the angel of peace from the east. Understanding understood in a neighborhood near you. Bring a little hope without the dope. Official frontline campaign. Salute to the fallen soldiers. I got my military mind. I'm on my military time, and I'm on military grind. You know, it's all about positivity over negativity. And we're trying to move in a good direction. And Black family, thank you for supporting us. Go to frontlinecampaign.org. Support Frontline Black News. Support the revolutionary agenda. Support Shabaka's Black Experience in Hands. And, of course, God versus Devil. Holla back.
Peace, God. Word is born.
Peace, God.
I'm not about to say it all. He's one. We all we got, Black family. Time to come together as one. Time to unify. All Black everything. Black love is power. We all race first. All Black family. Time to come together. I know it's 2021, but 2022 is coming about. It's no ties being the same narrative. It's no ties being the same old thing. Just come to the Bronx and Black Experience. Call in, chime in with us on Tuesdays. And follow it up to the other new Black media. And, you know, because we're going to tell like it is, but we are down to see on Black too. So open your mind, open your ears, and see things clearly as the Black truth. We just tell it like it is. I love y'all, Black power, Black love, Black peace.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Brother Isaiah, for calling in.
Anytime.
And again, the air date of this show is December 28th, 2021, the last show of 2021. Thank you to our callers. I'm going to put Kaleem on to give us closing.
Yeah, people, I'm going to say it. Vision plus commitment equals success. We spent a lot of time building the vision out here, but we don't commit to the process. You see that Armalize Muhammad, had to commit to the process. That's why he was so successful. He built the plan to take care of all of our needs and all of our wants, right? There's no doubt, you know, saying that he had schools to give us proper education. That's key for going to build our mind. The education is not to be our end all, but we also build businesses as well, too. I think we all feel a need to build a business. That's why I put my website up. That's why I need you to contact me on Facebook so we can start to build this flag business that's culturally enriching for us as a people. It's time for us not our state of knowledge, but Buddha knowledge, and actually start supporting some black business out here so we can actually be on par with yellow people who are making mad money.
All right, post the link in the chat.
So, who's next? And is Sister Brandy got something to add?
Check us out on Frontline Black News.
Frontline Black News.
Saturday at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard. We've been going earlier to accommodate General Sabaka, but it's usually at 10 p.m. Mountain Standard Time. And check out check out Revolutionary Agenda on Thursdays at 4 p.m. Mountain Standard Time.
Blackorg.org,
yes sir. And check out Outlaw Radio, check out Professor Black Truth, Tariq Nasheed, Dillard, Ben X, Joyce Watkins. It's a whole lot of content creators out there, black family, that's for black empowerment. And that's all that we tune into. Black empowerment radio. That's what we contribute to with this here podcast. So support everything black, all black, everything. I'm trying to get that song by Buddy called Black, Black, Black. Everything is black. Black, black.
Oh,
black.
Yeah. Black, black, black. Everything black, black.
Yeah. It's like the modern day, I'm black. I'm bliggity, 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 black.
Right. I remember that on the movie too. What's that called? With Chris Rock. I'm black, y'all. I'm black. Yup, 84. And that was my shit.
So yeah, black family. We need to, in the new year, we need to work toward creating a system of justice, guaranteeing that nobody is mistreated by the color of their skin, and those that need the most constructive help get it. That's the code. That's the code we on. That's the code we pushing.
Stick to the code, black man. Stick to the code.
And it's going to be Tangibles 2022 here in one moment. So we ain't
and don't forget to, black family, vote for General Parent. He's going to be the mayor of Denver. Vote for General Parent.
Operations on our damn Tangibles now. Not later. Not next election. Now.
Now, vote for General Harris. 2023. You're going to be mayor in the Denver office. Vote for him.
Yes, sir. Universe wins. So, yeah, so thank y'all for checking this out. This has been an awesome episode. The last episode of 2021. Goodbye and good riddance to this year. And new things are on the horizon, Black family. We're going to win this war that we're in. We just got to continue the momentum into the new year. And it's going to be a marathon, not a sprint, Black family. So we in this for the long haul. If you tune in to us, you in it for the long haul. This ain't no trends. This is something we really live.
There ain't no trend. Nothing fake about this, though. You can tell us like it is. So come on, listen to those new Black people. Open your ears, open your mind, put out your eyes, get your dirt out.
Day
open.
Zero.
Right.
So, peace, love, light, and Black empowerment. We're going to go out with, the future. The future. We're going to bring in the future.
Y'all know who she is.
Tupac's auntie. All right, Black family. Peace, love, light, and Black empowerment.
With my power, always.
I love the future. I love the idea of the future. I love the idea of saying, wait a minute, let's make a future. Let's make this pretty. Make it good. Make it sweet. Make it juicy. Make it real. Make it, you know, something other than prepackaged bullshit. I want a future that, you know, a people's future, that's up for everybody. Well, you know, you can have a bowl on the table and say, sit down and have some. Not that you have to hoard it or you have to watch your back to see who's going to take it away from you, but an open, free-up future. And I feel that part of my of loving myself, part of being myself is feeling that I'm woman enough. Human being enough to make that, you know, whether it's cooking it in my kitchen, cooking up in, on a piece of paper, whether it's cooking up on the way I see things and the way I do things, I believe in loving the future, loving it enough to make it, and make it real. I believe in that, yeah. You know, it's like, I love John Coltrane. I love, you know, black beans and rice. I love my baby. I know I love my mama. Those are concrete loves that I can expand and say I love, you know, people from all places, all in the planet. And that's an abstract love, but it's a real love. It's universal. It's, you know, it's something that I'm working on trying to make stronger, trying to bigger, trying to make heavier, you know. But I think that one of the loves that's harder to see is loving the future. I love the future, you know. I want to understand the past, and I work on it constantly, trying to understand.